عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى. When Allah says in the Quran, وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَلِلرَّسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَى. The man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran when he says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين. The man who Allah describes in the Quran when he says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. The man who رسول الله used to say, حسين مني وأنا من حسين أحب الله من أحب حسينا. Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Allah loves the one who loves Hussein. The man who Rasulullah used to say, Al-Hasan wal-Hussein Sayyidi Shabab Ahli al-Jannah. Hassan and Hussein are the masters of the youth of paradise. The man who Rasulullah used to say that him and his brother are imams, whether they are sitting or they are standing. The man who Rasulullah used to lengthen his prostration for when he used to climb on his back. When Abi Abdullah al-Hussein buried the 6-month-old baby in the ground, he returned back towards the tents. He went towards the tents of the family of Aqil, but he saw nobody in those tents. He went towards the tents of the family of Ja'far, but he saw nobody in those tents. He went towards the tents of the family of his companions, but he saw none of his companions in the tents. He then came out towards the bodies of his companions and he called out, Ya Habib ibn Madahir, Ya Muslim ibn Awsaja, Ya Zuhair ibn al-Qayn, Ya Abtal al-Safa wa Ya Fursan al-Hayja, Ma li unadikum fala tasma'un, Aw ad'ukum fala tujibun, Wa antum niyamun arjukum tantabihun, فهذه نساء آل الرسول فقد علاهن من بعدكم النحول فقوموا عن نومتكم أيها الكرام وادفعوا عن آل الرسول الطغاة اللئام. أو حبيب بن مظاهر أو مسلم بن عوسجة أو زهير بن القين أو valiant warriors and أو brave fighters, why do I invite you but you do not speak to me and hear me? Why do I call upon you but you do not answer me? If you are asleep, I urge you to wake up. These are the daughters of Rasulullah with no one to protect them. I urge you to wake up and come and protect them from the fierce enemy in front of them. All of a sudden, Imam al-Baqir narrates, Abi Abdullah, when he returned back towards the tent after having put his companions' bodies together, he returned back to the tent and he held his grey beard. And he called out, Allah was angry with the Jews when they made Uzair the son of God. Allah was angry with the Christians when they made him one of the three. And Allah was angry with the Magians when they worshipped the sun. And Allah will be angry with these people when they kill the son of the daughter of Rasulullah. But I will not answer their call. Rather, I will meet my grandfather with my beard dyed in blood. O Allah, be a witness that my death is the death of the Prophet. He returned and he said his famous lines, Ama min nasir yansuruna, Ama min mughithin yughithu an harami rasulillah, Ama min dhami yadhummu an harami rasulillah. He returned back to the tents, he entered the tents of the daughters of Fatima al-Zahra. When he entered the tents of the daughters of Fatima al-Zahra, he entered upon them, Sayyida Zainab, Kulthum, Layla, Rabab, Ramla, Ruqayya, Sukaina, all of them were in the tents. When he entered, they all began to wail and they all began to cry, knowing Abi Abdullah was now alone as a stranger with no one to look after him. When they all began to cry, Abi Abdullah al-Hussein looked at them and he said, Be patient and be calm. Allah will look after you. Allah will bless you. And Allah will be good to all of you. And Allah will take vengeance on them for what they will do today. All of a sudden a voice came out from the tent, give me a sword and give me a stick. It was the voice of the son of Imam al-Hussein, Imam Zain al-Abidin. Give me a sword and give me a stick. They said to him, why do you want a sword and why do you want a stick? He said, I want a stick so I may stand up, and I want a sword so I go and defend my father when he says, Ama min nasir yansuruna. Imam al-Hussein approached Imam Zain al-Abidin. He said to him, O my dear son Zain al-Abidin, you are the purest and the most noble of my descendants. After I die, who will there be other than you to look after the needy and the poor? Who will there be other than you to look after the orphans? All of a sudden Imam Zain al-Abidin sat down, and Imam al-Hussein looked at Sayyida Zainab. He said to her, O Zainab, go and sit him down, because you know that if he dies there will not remain an Imam of Al-Muhammad after this day. He then called Ruqayya and Sukayna and Layla and Ramla. He called Rabab and he called all the women of Al-Muhammad and the women of their companions. He said to them, come and pledge your allegiance to the Imam of your time, Imam Zain al-Abidin. Imam al-Hussein then turned around to all of them and he said, who will give me my horse so I go out on the battlefield? Who will provide me with my horse so I go for my final farewell? His sister Sayyida Zainab went towards his horse. She brought the horse to Imam al-Hussein. She looked at Imam al-Hussein in his eyes. She said to him, Ya Aba Abdullah, have you ever seen a sister with a cold heart who gives her brother his horse? He said to her, Zainab, do not talk like this. That is not your character. Rather, Zainab, I know how beautiful you are, and I know how patient you have to be. O Zainab, remain patient, and O Zainab, remain calm. As he rode his horse to leave towards the battlefield, all of a sudden he heard the cry from Sayyida Zainab, Mahlan, Mahlan, Ya Ibn al-Zahra. Wait, O son of Zahra. He turned around, he came back to Sayyida Zainab and he said to her, O my dear Zainab, when my mother Fatimah Zahra died, she whispered something into your ear. Whenever I asked you, you never replied back to me. You always said to me, there'll be a day you'll tell me what my mother said to you. She said, Abi Abdullah, as if she was looking towards Medina to tell her mother Fatima, I'm giving him the amana. She said, Abi Abdullah, let me see your chest and let me see your neck. Abi Abdullah, let me see your neck and let me see your chest. My mother Fatima al-Zahra said to me, one day Abi Abdullah will be alone with no one to look after him. I will not be there, Imam Ali will not be there, Imam al-Hasan will not be there. O Zainab, you will be alone with him at that moment. I want you to smell his chest and I want you to kiss his neck. She smelt his chest and she kissed his neck. All of a sudden Imam al-Hussein put his hand on the chest of Sayyida Zainab. And he said, O Zainab, remain patient and remain calm. Allah will take vengeance for what they're going to do to me. Then she said, O Aba Abdullah, my mother Fatima al-Zahra said, give Aba Abdullah this shirt so that when he dies there will be a shirt to cover his body. Aba Abdullah looked at her and said, O Zainab, give me more shirts so that if they're going to attack me on my body, I have layers which will cover me and protect my sanctity. She then gave him the shirts. He then rode on his horse. He came out towards the army of Umar ibn Sa'd. He came out towards the army of Umar ibn Sa'd and he called out, Ana al-Husayn ibn Ali, alaytan la anthani. أحمي عن عيالات أبي أمضي على دين النبي. He called out, I am Hussein, son of Ali. And when he called out, he went towards Umar ibn Sa'd. When he went towards Umar ibn Sa'd, he said to him, O Umar ibn Sa'd, I have three requests from you. Umar ibn Sa'd called out, what are they? He said, my first request is give me some water, for the thirst is affecting me. My second request, O Umar ibn Sa'd, is please make sure these children return back to their home safely. My third request is, O Umar bin Sa'ad, allow your soldiers to fight me one on one. Umar bin Sa'ad looked at him and he said, O Hussein, as for your first request, we will never give you any water. The only water you will drink is the water of the fire of hell. As for the second request, we will never look after your children after you die. As for the third request, I do not mind. If you want one-on-one combat, then it will be one-on-one combat. Imam al-Hussein came out in the middle of the battlefield. He said, O army of Umar ibn Sa'ad, am I not the grandson of Rasulullah? Am I not the grandson of Khadija al-Kubra? Am I not the son of Fatima al-Zahra? Am I not the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib? Is Ja'far al-Tayyar not my uncle? Is Hamza not the uncle of my father? The reply came, we know all of this, but we will still kill you out of vengeance for what your dad did to our dads at Badr and Hunayn. Abdullah ibn Ammar al-Yaghuth narrates, when I saw Abi Abdullah al-Hussein come out through the battlefield, he annihilated every soldier that came in his way. When it came to one-on-one combat, none of the soldiers could come near him. He began piercing and killing every soldier that came towards him. And then he came towards the river Furat. Amr ibn Zabid had 4,000 soldiers by the river Furat. But when they saw Abi Abdullah, the way he annihilated the one-on-ones, they removed themselves from the Furat. Now Abi Abdullah came towards the Furat. When he came near the Furat, he came to drink some water near the Furat. But he thought, my horse is thirsty. How can I drink water when my horse doesn't have any water to drink? Abi Abdullah took the water and gave it to his horse, but it's as if the horse could not take seeing Abi Abdullah thirsty with no water. The horse would not take the water from Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Hussein looked towards the horse and said, you are a creation of God and you are thirsty. All of a sudden, a cry came out from the army of Umar bin Sa'ad. Hussein drinks water while his daughters are being attacked. Imam al-Hussein left the water, he returned back to his tent, and it turned out to be a lie from the soldiers of Umar ibn Sa'ad. When he entered the tent, he saw everybody and he said to them, this is the final farewell. O family of Rasulullah, I want to embrace all of you now. This is the last moment that I will ever see you in my life. He embraced Layla, he embraced Sayyida Zainab, he embraced Kulthum, he embraced Rabab, he embraced them one by one. But there was one young girl that he didn't embrace. He turned round to Zainab and he said, where is my Sukaina? Ya Allah, give us patience. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Where is my Sukaina? Sayyida Zainab replied, Ya Aba Abdullah, she doesn't know how to bid farewell to you. He went towards and he said, O Sukaina, come near me. When she came near him, she said, Abi Abdullah, have you submitted yourself to death? He said, Sukaina, I have no one to look after me. Your father is alone. She said, then why don't you take us back to Medina, where we are all safe? He said to her, Sukaina, I beg you, remain patient and remain calm. He then rode his horse to leave them. But then he came back because Sukaina said, Dad, one more thing before you go. Ruqayya then came near him. When Ruqayya came near him, she said, Dad, can you do one thing for me? Said, what is it? She said, Dad, can you pat my head? Dad, can you pat my head? He said to, of course, and he brought Sukaina and Ruqayya next to him. All of a sudden, Umar bin Sa'ad called out, O men, shower their tent with an arrow, because if Hussein comes out freely, he will attack us like he did the first time.
shower his tent with the arrow. They showered the tent of Abi Abdullah with arrows from every angle. Imam al-Hussein rode his horse. He now went back into the middle of the battlefield. This time Umar bin Sa'd broke his promise. Umar bin Sa'd has said to Abu Abdullah, we'll only fight you one-on-one. But then Umar bin Sa'd realized nobody could defeat Abi Abdullah one-on-one. So they surrounded Abu Abdullah when he was on his horse. They surrounded him. All of a sudden a man from Jaf pulled back his arrow. When he pulled back the arrow went through the forehead of Imam al-Hussein. The arrow went through the forehead of Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Hussein, as he was trying to take the arrow out, another arrow hit the chest of Imam al-Hussein. They began to surround him with their arrows. Imam al-Hussein, from the number of arrows that struck his body, one of the narrators said Imam al-Hussein looked like a hedgehog from the number of arrows around his body. Imam al-Hussein then fell off his horse. He fell directly with the arrows on his body onto the ground. And he said, Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati rasulillah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He fell on the ground. Umar ibn Sa'd turned around to Harmala ibn Kahil, who had already used his arrow to strike the eye of Abu Fadl al-Abbas, who had already used his arrow to kill the 6-month-old baby. He said, Umar bin Sa'd said to Harmala bin Kahil, get your arrow and shoot Hussein. All of a sudden from the tent of Sayyidah Zainab, a young boy called Abdullah ran out and said, how dare you attack my uncle without me protecting my uncle? He went and sat by the body of Imam al-Hussein. When he sat by the body, someone shot an arrow into his hand. He turned round to his mother and he said, mother, mother, they shot an arrow into my hand. He then turned round and then Harmala bin Kahil struck an arrow into his neck and killed him next to Abi Abdullah. Abi Abdullah now lay on the ground. Imam al-Rida says, my grandfather Abu Abdullah was not killed. He was slaughtered. They said to him, oh Imam, what do you mean? He said, when you are killed, you know when you're going to die. When you are slaughtered, you just lie there on the ground without knowing who's going to kill you. They began to come and attack him one by one. But they couldn't tell if he was dead or alive from the number of arrows and the lack of noise coming out of his mouth. Shimr ibn Diljoshan then said, that how do we know if the man is dead or alive? So he then said, let's call out, we're going to attack his sister Zainab and his sister Kulthum. Because if the man is alive, then he'll try and stand up to defend his sisters. They called out, let's attack the sisters of Abi Abdullah. As they called out, Imam al-Hussein tried to stand up. But every time he'd stand up, he'd fall back down on the arrows. He tried to stand up and every time he'd stand up, he'd fall back down. Then he called out, O army of Umar ibn Sa'd, O army of Abu Sufyan, if you do not believe in the day of judgment and you do not believe in a Lord, then at least be free men. Do not attack women. As soon as they said that, Shimr said, he is right. Do not attack his woman. Rather go and attack the man himself. Shimr bin Niljoshan called out to each of the soldiers, all of you go and attack Abi Abdullah on the ground. They began towards coming towards the body of Abu Abdullah. One of them would come and kick the chest of Abu Abdullah. Another would come and strike the head of Abi Abdullah. One of them saw the guard on the head of Abu Abdullah. With his sword he broke the guard in half. He then began to hit the head of Abu Abdullah. He began to hit the head of Abi Abdullah. But none of them would dare to behead Imam al-Hussein. Because whenever any of them would come to see him and want to behead him, they would hear him recite the Quran while he's on the ground. Hilal ibn Nafi' narrates, Shimr ibn al-Jawshan said to me, Hilal, go and behead Abi Abdullah. When I came near the face of Abu Abdullah, I couldn't behead him. I have never seen light shine from a face like the light shining from the face of Imam al-Husayn. He said, I couldn't behead him. Another Christian man who was in the army of Umar bin Sa'ad narrates that Umar bin Sa'ad said to me, behead the man. I came near Abi Abdullah. As I was about to behead him, I heard him say, O Christian man, do you know Jesus, the son of Mary? He said to me, I said to him, yes. He said, do you know Muhammad, the father of Fatima? I said to him, yes. He said, I am the son of Fatima al-Zahra. We are from the lineage and those who know Jesus, son of Mary. The Christian man walks away. Hilal bin Nafi' walks away. They all began to walk away from the body of Abi Abdullah. None of them had it within them to strike Abi Abdullah. They all would only come and hit him and strike him. All of them one by one. Sayyidah Zainab from far could see them hitting Abu Abdullah. Sayyidah Zainab could see them striking him. Sayyidah Zainab called out, O army of Umar bin Sa'ad, if you do not believe in a Lord, if you don't believe in a day of judgment, are any of you Muslim? None of them replied. She said, then I beg you, why are you hurting my brother in this way? At this moment, Umar bin Sa'ad, when he heard her, may Allah give our Imam patience with these coming lines. At this moment, when Umar bin Sa'ad heard her, he called out, O soldiers, leave the man now. One of you go and finish him off. All of a sudden, the soldiers looked at each other. Who is the one who will go and finish off the life of Imam al-Husayn? Imam al-Husayn was lying on the ground with no one to look after him and no one to protect him. All of a sudden, Shimr bin al-Jawshan called out, leave the man to me. I will go towards him. May Allah give patience to the Imam of our time, Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, with what I'm going to narrate now. May Allah give all of you patience with what I'm going to narrate now. May Allah allow us to be next to the grave in Karbala of Abi Abdullah. It is narrated that when Fatima al-Zahra died, and when Imam al-Rida died, and when Imam al-Hadi died, each and every one of them only remembered Abi Abdullah when they died. When Fatima al-Zahra died and they were carrying her grave, Abu Dhar al-Ghafari narrates, I saw Hussein on the chest of his mother crying. All of a sudden Ali ibn Abi Talib called out, O Hussein, O people, remove Hussein from the chest of his mother. The angels cannot bear to see Hussein on the chest of his mother. I ask you, if the angels couldn't bear to see Hussein on the chest of his mother, then how did the angels bear to see Shimr on the chest of Hussein? When Imam al-Rida was dying, the narration say to us, Imam al-Rida said to Imam al-Jawad, when he was dying, he said to him, O Imam al-Jawad, place me on the ground, do not let me die on a mattress. Imam al-Jawad said, O my father, why do you want to die on the ground? Why not on a mattress? He said, for a few moments, I want to feel what Abi Abdullah felt when he lay on the ground. When Imam al-Hadi died, just before he died, he said to Imam al-Askari, let me be in the open air, let me be in front of the sun when I die. Imam al-Askari said to Imam al-Hadi, why? He said, I want to feel how it feels when you die to be burnt by the sun above you. But nobody describes the final moments of Abi Abdullah like his beloved son Imam Zain al-Abidin. Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam al-Baqir narrates, when Imam Zain al-Abidin was dying and the poison was surrounding his body, Imam al-Baqir narrates that I came to my father Zain al-Abidin. I saw him with the poison around his body. So what I did was I came and I embraced the chest of my father. When I embraced the chest of my father began to cry in a way I had never ever seen him cry. I said to him, my father, Zain al-Abideen, why when I embrace your chest do you cry? When in a moment you will see Rasulullah, in a moment you'll see Fatima al-Zahra, in a moment you'll see Imam al-Hasan, in a moment you'll see Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, in a moment you'll see your father, Abi Abdullah. Imam Zain al-Abideen looked at Imam al-Baqir. He said to him, oh my son Muhammad, when I die, you are on my chest. Whereas when my father Abi Abdullah died, do you know who sat on the chest of my father? Shimr bin al-Jawshan walked towards the body of Abi Abdullah. He saw the body lying on the ground with arrows surrounding it. He came towards the chest of the grandson of Rasulullah. Ya Fatima, Ya Fatima, Ya Fatima. Ya Fatima, Ya Fatima, Ya Fatima, Ya Fatima, Az-Zahra. May Allah give you patience. He came towards the body of Abi Abdullah. His Sayyida Zainab from far away, she was looking and it's as if she was saying, oh Hussein, oh Hussein, oh Hussein. When my grandfather Rasulullah died, you were with me. When my father Ali died, you were with me. When my mother Fatima al-Zahra died, you were with me. When my brother Hassan died, you were with me. Ya Aba Abdullah, I'm sorry, I can't be with you. Shimr came towards the body of Abi Abdullah. He took out his dagger. Aba Abdullah on the ground. He pulled the beard of Abi Abdullah. When he pulled the beard, he took out the dagger. The neck that used to be kissed by Rasulullah. The neck that used to be kissed by Fatima al-Zahra. Shimr took out the dagger. He put it on the neck. He struck the neck 12 times. He removed the head of Abi Abdullah when he lay on the ground.
When the horse of Imam al-Hussein returned back to the tent, Sukaina called out, O horse, where is my father? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Raise your hands, brothers. In the name of these tears, Ya Allah, allow us to receive the intercession of Abi Abdullah. Ya Allah, give patience to the Imam of our time, Imam Sahib al-Asr wa Zaman. Ya Allah, allow us to visit the grave of Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Sadiq. Imam al-Sadiq says, Allahumma, Allahumma arham tilka al-khudud allati taqallabat ala dharih Abi Abdullah. Ya Allah, have mercy on those cheeks that rub themselves on the grave of Abi Abdullah. Ya Allah, allow us to be amongst those who rub our cheeks in Karbala next to Abi Abdullah. Brothers and sisters, the majlis insha'Allah for Shama Ghariban will start tonight at 5:30. Insha'Allah, tonight in honor of those ladies on the night of the 11th of Muharram. And insha'Allah, tomorrow will be the final majlis. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our brothers around the Islamic world, for all the speakers who are the servants of Imam al-Hussein around the Islamic world, for all the volunteers who are the servants of Imam al-Hussein, for the committee and their brilliant organization within this mosque. Let Allah bless them to continue to serve Abi Abdullah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to receive the intercession of Abi Abdullah in this world and the hereafter. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the Surah Al-Fatiha, but before it, the loudest of your salawat. Yeah.